Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us here from the Tawas Bay Players, June Hudgens. How are you today, June?
I'm fine, thank you, Kevin.
And Tim Haskin also. How are you, Tim?
Hi, Kevin. Long time no see.
Yeah, I know. I think we just saw each other. In fact, we saw June, too, over the weekend for the amazing Perchville race, which is a lot of fun. It was a great event.
That was amazing, it was a lot of fun, and a couple of my grandkids went into the race and that, and they had fun. They didn't win, but they had fun.
As long as you have fun. It's all about the participation there, I guess.
That's right.
Well, we've got a play coming up. The play is called 12 Angry Jurors, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, and it opens on the 12th.
Okay.
Of February, of course. And then our box office will open this Friday.
All right.
Which is the 4th. Fourth
or fifth? I think it's the fifth.
Yeah.
Friday's the fifth.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and that kind of leads right into 12 Angry Jurors, too, doesn't it? A very nice.
Yeah, we have it called 12 Angry Jurors because we were afraid that we might not get 12 quality men to be jurors.
Oh, okay,
so we decided to open it up for both sexes. And we're kind of glad we did because I think it makes it more realistic, even though it was set back in the years. And they're all doing a really good job. And it's nice to see the interaction with the jurors. That's what the whole thing's all about, from going from almost everybody voting one way to at the end trying to get them. It's incredible how they start changing, and you can see the people actually change on stage with their views.
Yes, it's kind of interesting, really, you know. And it all takes place in a jury room, right? In the jury room. And there will be no intermission, by the way. It just carries on straight through because there is no way that you can stop.
Makes sense, yeah.
Or else you'd lose your train of knowing what's happening with it. So they are going to have intermission after the show with, coffee and donuts and whatever, they will have good. So it'll run probably 45 minutes to an hour, I should think.
Are they going to have some tea and crumpets, though?
Well, they'll have something afterwards.
Some
I don't think they'll have tea and crumpets. Yeah. But
so now, as Tim kind of alluded to begin with, it's based on 12 Angry Men, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's based on 12. And we had to get permission to change it to 12 Angry Jurors.
Okay.
Because back then, I think they just had men on the jury. And so it's kind of hard to find 12 Angry Men. So we found enough, and then we've got 12 angry. We've got 3 angry women now.
So 9 angry men and 3 angry women.
3 angry women in the show. Yes.
Now, who are those 12? Who's going to be part of the cast there?
You can do that.
Oh, Tim, you get to do that.
Well, first, we want to congratulate Debbie Du Bois for taking this job on, because it's a little bit more of a difficult play to direct, because there's so much. With just lines and people saying a word, and then somebody a sentence, so back and forth. And Sharon Langley's her assistant, doing a wonderful job.
Doing a great job, yes, they are.
So we have the judges, Virgil Buckweaver, and Terry Popolars is a guard. And then our jurors are Sue Duncan, Beth Borowski, Chris Mundy, Eric Perot, Wade
Stridstrich.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Andrew DeWild, Curtis Davenport, Michael Jaycott, Leroy Wenzel, Roger McElvin, Waverly Monroe, and Sheila Monroe.
Nice.
Husband and wife.
Okay, very good,
We think we have a great jury.
It sure sounds like it, though I can't picture Michael Jaycott ever being angry.
He can be very angry.
But I can imagine he can play the part very well.
He's a very good actor.
It's acting, and he's a very good actor. And
I think Wayne's easy to be actor because he's still mad at his parents for having that last name.
Well, it is 12 Angry Jurors. Now, when does it open? When does the play open?
It opens on the 12th.
Okay.
And it shows 7 p.m., and it's the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Now, remember, the two Sunday shows are matinees at 2 o'clock.
The 14th and the 21st will be 2 o'clock shows.
Correct, yes. The rest, with the following weekend being Thursday, Friday, Saturday, are all 7 p.m.
Okay.
Just the two Sundays are going to be 2 p.m. matinees.
Very good. All right. And then the 12 Angry Jurors coming up February 12th. What's after that? What's the rest of the schedule look like right now?
Well, we're also working on The Marvelous Wonderettes, which is going to be the spring musical directed by Dennis Schakowsky. And it's already cast, and they're already working on the music and stuff now.
All right, very good.
And that one is going to be in May.
Okay.
So, and then that'd be a fun musical.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
1950s, good.
Well, with a name like The Wonderettes, it sounds like it would be one of those type of musicals.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show.
Okay.
Four women in it.
Yeah.
We have kind of a sequel kind of a show in the summer. It's Happy Birthday, Dear Grandpa, and it was written by Michael Jacot, okay. And it has some of the same characters that were in the play that we did last year that Michael wrote,
right.
And it was really funny then, so I'm looking forward
Merry
to that.
Merry Christmas, Dear Grandpa
right.
was the last one.
That was the last one.
And
yeah.
I think,
very funny.
Somebody, I think we're bringing somebody in from abroad to direct that, I think, from overseas.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I'm going to direct
you
that one.
You will be directing that. Okay.
Yes,
and I'll probably assist.
All right. Happy birthday, Dear Grandpa. That'll be, I think it'll be a fun show. And that won't be till July. That'll be the summer show. So hopefully we get a lot of summer people that will also come and see a show, you know, for a nice evening's entertainment. So,
okay. Wow, so a great lineup, including 12 Angry Jurors. Get your tickets now. Box office opens
This Friday.
From
6 to 7 p.m.
All right.
And then it will be on Saturday morning, too, from 11 to 12 a.m.
All right.
So, we'd like to have... Now, I got to stress that this is not for young children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think teens would be okay with it. But it's not for young children.
Okay.
This is,
no, I think they'd be kind of bored with it because it's mostly just talking.
It is a lot of that in one confined area. Yeah, it would be.
Shall we say a little bit about the synopsis of the show?
Yes.
Oh, if you'd like to do that, mate.
Okay. A 19-year-old man he is standing trial for the fatal shooting of his, for the fatal stabbing of his father. And, of course, when the jurors first come in, he doesn't stand a chance.
Right.
They're all, you know, pretty much for guilty except for one person.
Right.
And so you've got to watch the show to see how this comes around and what happens in the end. It's pretty interesting.
Guess who doesn't think he's guilty?
I'm going to assume, you mean of the jurors?
Yes.
Michael Jacot.
You are absolutely correct. And Chris Mundy is the opposite.
I could just see those two locking horns in the... I think it's going to be a great play.
Yes,
I really do.
He locks horns with everybody a little bit, you know. And it's amazing to watch the dynamics of people because you can see it in their faces and some of them are starting to think. And even the ones that were kind of cantankerous are going, well, you got a point there.
Yeah.
But
right.
And then it's just kind of neat to watch it all happen. And it could happen.
That's right. The Taos Bay Playhouse, the place, they can also check out the website for more information, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
TaosBayPlayers.com, the place to go.
We missed to remember that, you know, you can still get tickets. You can get your tickets online. You don't have to call the box, or you can call the box, but you don't have to go and stand in line.
Yeah.
You don't have to
good idea.
Go early or anything else. So that's a really good thing that's worked out well for our patrons. They love it, and it works out well for us, too.
Yes.
Very good. 12 Angry Jurors opens on February 12th, put on by the Taos Bay Players, June Hudgens and Tim Haskin. Thanks for joining us today
You're
on
welcome.
Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you. Come out and see this
Always
great
a pleasure
show.
To work with you, Kevin, and go Cubs.
I love that.
And
Thank
Tigers.
You very much.